fake gurus. The people teaching you how to make money, how to get rich, and escape the 9-to-5 are usually the worst with money of all, building their huge reputations on foundations of nothing but sand. And in this video, we're going to be going over fake gurus that went broke. Starting with one of the most popular and beloved fake gurus out there, Robert Kiyosaki. Now, this will be controversial. Rich Dad Poor Dad is one of the biggest books in the financial niche. It's a bible for anyone trying to start out making money. And Robert Kiyosaki, the man who wrote this book, built his reputation as a savvy financial investment guru, with his popularity soaring and his book reaching the number one charts on Amazon. But more and more recently, he's being exposed as a hypocrite, charlatan, and a bold-faced liar. As financial gurus, experts in making money, don't usually file for bankruptcy, and they are known for being in severe debt. However, Kiyosaki is now known for both, and he proudly admits this. He has a huge history of failed businesses, dating all the way back to the 1970s. His most notable bankruptcy came in 2012, when his company Rich Global LLC was ordered to pay approximately $24 million to Learning Annex, an American education company based in New York City. But Kiyosaki's company lacked the necessary funds to fulfill this obligation, and subsequently filed for bankruptcy. According to reports, Learning Annex had entered into an agreement with Kiyosaki, whereby he would provide them with a portion of the profits generated from his speaking engagements or in exchange for booking him to promote his book. However, Kiyosaki took back on this promise and neglected to make the payments. And very recently, as he became more and more relevant over the last few years, he suddenly announced to everyone that he was now more than $1 billion in debt, and proudly admitting it, with Kiyosaki saying that,
"If I go bust, the bank goes bust. Not my problem."
But it might be his problem, because it certainly becomes a problem for other people, specifically taxpayers, many of whom are struggling to make ends meet, many of whom might actually read Rich Dad Poor Dad to get out of their financial situation. And so when people like Kiyosaki go into debt and are unable to pay what they owe, the money has to come from somewhere, and usually it's the taxpayers' pockets. But rather amusingly, Kiyosaki has blasted Grant Cardone for being a fraud. Now don't get me wrong, Cardone is kind of a fake guru, and I've discussed him before in this fake guru video here. However, there is something a little, shall we say, rich about Kiyosaki highlighting Cardone's multiple flaws without actually acknowledging his own. For instance, Kiyosaki has close ties to Amway, an American multi-level marketing company that's been labeled a fraudulent pyramid scheme. Not surprisingly, you'll never hear Kiyosaki talk about Amway or his history with the disgraced company. But what makes Kiyosaki so bad and so problematic is that he's so influential. He has for years inspired new generations of mini Kiyosakis via his much criticized seminars, primarily focused on the real estate industry. The seminars are characterized by excessive promotions, extensive use of leverage, and lack of any specific details. Moreover, his Rich Dad Education seminars have been the subject of multiple investigations and shocking revelations. But before we continue, I want to tell you about our video sponsor, Private Internet Access. Did you know that browsing the internet without a VPN is like sharing your private jokes in a group chat? Everyone can see them. Because every time you connect to the internet, whether it's on your phone, computer, or tablet, you're transmitting sensitive information, which is especially vulnerable in public Wi-Fi networks at places like airports and coffee shops, as hackers on the same network can easily steal your personal data, including passwords and photos. And this is where Private Internet Access, the world's most transparent VPN provider, steps in. With over 30 million downloads, they've established a reputation for reliability and trustworthiness. They never record or store user data, and their no logs policy has been proven in court and verified by a third-party audit from Deloitte. You see, one of the key things that Private Internet Access does is hiding your IP address and encrypting your internet connection. But it's not just about security. What I personally love Private Internet Access for is the freedom and entertainment it brings. As with Private Internet Access, you can access a world of content from streaming services like Netflix, Amazon Prime, and Disney Plus from all around the world. And it's actually one of the few VPNs that supports peer-to-peer file sharing, making it a great choice for those who share files online. And the best part, it's available for all platforms: Windows, Mac, Android, Linux, iOS, and more. And with one subscription, you can protect an unlimited number of devices. That means you can secure your entire household or workspace with just one account. And when you sign up for Private Internet Access, you're not just getting a top-tier VPN service, you're also getting a risk-free experience with a 30-day money-back guarantee and 24/7 customer support. And if you use my link in the description, peervpn.com/moon, you can grab an 83% discount on Private Internet Access. That's just $2.03 a month, with 4 extra months completely free. So check out Private Internet Access today. You see, the first seminar was free, they always are. The second one cost almost $500, and the third one, a whopping $45,000 at one point. The seminars are largely based on the aforementioned bestseller Rich Dad Poor Dad, quite literally labeled as one of the dumbest financial advice books out there, as it contains numerous factual errors and a string of extremely unlikely accounts of events that supposedly occurred. But for those who haven't read it, Rich Dad Poor Dad is Kiyosaki's story of growing up with two dads. The first, his real father, Poor Dad, the second, his father of his best friend, Rich Dad, and the ways in which both men shaped his views on making money and investing it. Ostensibly, Rich Dad Poor Dad is a work of nonfiction. In reality, however, it does appear to be the opposite. You see, there never really was a rich dad. He was made up, but readers were made to believe that he was real. Kiyosaki has also made an enormously lucrative living from selling his story and actively encouraging others to pay inordinate sums of money to hear it. But these lies are relentless. He continuously attempts to reinvent himself and find ways to stay relevant. In recent times, obviously desperate to remain relevant, he goes on about being $1 billion in debt and entering the Red Pill space, appearing on any podcast he can to give his cheap hollowed out advice. And he also appears to be very close with Rollo Tomassi, role named George Miller, the so-called godfather of the Red Pill gurus, where he's had him on his own podcast, Rich Dad Podcast, many times, with the two men even collaborating to pump dubious crypto projects together. And who are the most likely to invest in crypto? Young, lonely men who have been trodden on by society and the Red Pill, many of whom find themselves in financial dire straits, who are told that women only want money, which makes them particularly receptive to the Red Pill Kiyosaki message. But for Kiyosaki, now 76 years of age, entering the Red Pill sphere just seems like such a low-level move to make. He is in many ways the grift that keeps on grifting. But another grifter that deserves close attention is a nauseating individual by the name of Kevin David. Known online as the unemployed CEO, David is known for offering entrepreneurial courses to thousands of supposedly inspired individuals. He's shot to prominence primarily by encouraging individuals to leave their 9-to-5 grind and follow him down the path of financial freedom. However, it later became clear that the path was in fact a dead end, and that he built his online presence by using fake followers, deceptive titles, and paid promotions. Like every other scammer, Kevin utilized his own unique methods for luring in unsuspecting victims. In his case, he strategically targeted social media platforms and tailored his content to captivate his audience. Initially, it worked a charm. By flaunting his opulent lifestyle, driving expensive cars, and visiting various destinations, he enticed individuals with the promise that they too could experience such lavishness. A quick look at his content, however, and it becomes increasingly clear that David was not an original thinker, and that many of his claims seemed at best disingenuous. And David's world came crashing down when CoffeeZeta exposed him as a hack who made a very decent living from deceiving his followers. Like so many fake financial gurus, David was quick to jump on the crypto train when it started to gain some steam. But in November of 2022, after investigating David, the FTC found that he had ripped off consumers by manipulating reviews and making empty promises of big returns on cryptocurrency investment schemes and bogus business programs. In addition to promoting fraudulent crypto schemes, David, whose real name is Kevin David Hulse, was also found guilty of promoting YouTube scams related to Amazon FBA. David promoted his e-commerce scheme as the only investment everyone on the planet should make. According to the FTC, David and his company DK Automation made multiple claims about the supposed huge profits consumers could make with their programs, using testimonials that did not reflect the experience of any consumer. Moreover, in many cases, the company manipulated online reviews by falsifying positive reviews and flagging negative reviews that resulted in their removal. Oh, and the company agreed to provide refunds to consumers on the condition that they remove their complaints. David, a real low-life scumbag, was fined $2.6 million. Initially, he was ordered to pay $53 million, but the order was partially suspended due to his inability to pay. In other words, the cash-making guru is out of cash. And now that the world knows this, and all the lies that he has sold, he will never orchestrate a successful scam again. But one cannot discuss fake gurus without discussing cults, which brings us to Dan Lok, a slippery snake who employs cult-like tactics to swindle unsuspecting customers out of huge sums of money. The managing partner of Dragon X Capital, a venture capital firm that supposedly raises dragons with an X factor, Lok is an incredibly dangerous guru. According to his personal website, Lok is a globally respected entrepreneur mentor and one of the world's most watched, followed, and quoted social media influencers with over tens of millions of followers across his brands. But in truth, he's a globally renowned con man who has been covered by Entrepreneur, Forbes, Money, Business Insider, and TEDx. And with 1.8 million followers on Instagram and almost 5 million YouTube subscribers, his reach is massive. Through his mentorship and predatory advisory programs, he has built a career of luring students with false promises and brainwashing them into spending $26,000 on what are better described as utterly useless fake courses. Lok has convinced students to quit their jobs and invest in his programs. Many of these individuals who took his advice went into debt and suffered immensely, both financially and psychologically. One of his students used to be a civil engineer, but soon after joining Lok's program, found himself homeless.
Does he know you're homeless?
Yes.
Dan Lok knew you were homeless during this thing, and his course, you're saying, is what made you homeless.
Yes. And he was still going after me.
Lok is similar to Ty Lopez. Both men excel at selling a dream, but once you enroll in one of their courses, the dream quickly becomes a never-ending nightmare. Now, Lok was born in Hong Kong in 1981, relocated to Ontario at the age of 14. And similar to any other fraudulent guru, Dan has touched that his journey to wealth began at a young age. But dig a little deeper though, and you'll see that he has failed with 13 different companies. Yes, 13. This should be enough to put off any potential students. Yet somehow, the host of the Billion Dollar Startup podcast still has the gall to charge up to $52,000 for his courses. And what are these courses in exactly? Mostly useless ones like copywriting, email marketing, public speaking, and sales. His whole narrative revolves around his experience of growing up in complete poverty. During his youth, his parents went through a divorce, his father disappeared, and his mother was left to single-handedly raise him. But is it just me though, or does every fake guru have the same story? Remarkably though, everything took an incredible turn in his teens when he learned how to copyright, and ever since, Locke has excelled in selling his courses. A fact that was illustrated in the Netflix show Money Explained, which did shine a light on him. But he isn't just a fake guru. Locke has something called the Inner Circle, where students have chosen him, the master over everything. Once they dedicate themselves to Locke, they can enter his private circle if they have completed a 7-week, $2,500 course. And the Inner Circle, according to Locke, is like a university for high-end selling. Not surprisingly, to gain access, you have to pay a minimum of $2,000, then $200 per month. However, an ex-student told CoffeeZilla, the Inner Circle consists of nothing but empty promises and never-ending payments to Locke.
And from what I learned, you know, if you have no sales experience, I guess like it's an okay introduction.
No, garbage, dude. It's so garbage. It's so garbage.
Moreover, students are pressured into engaging in high-ticket sales, a notorious practice of trying to sell expensive products or services of high value. And with Locke, there was always an upsell. There's always another course.
And then you take the course and immediately you find out, okay, well, there's an upsell. At the end of the course, you're not ready. You need to go from like high ticket closer, which is one of the products, to Inner Circle, or like the level up, right?
You're never finished with the product, as there's multiple inner circles within the inner circle. Locke attracts these people by pumping tons of money into Google ads. But once you're in the door, you're required to constantly pay for access to Dan Locke's wisdom, according to CoffeeZilla. One teacher who spoke with Coffee spent $25,000 on Locke's courses, went into significant debt, and had nothing to show for their suffering. And where it gets even creepier is that like any good cult, anyone who speaks out against Locke is immediately threatened or silenced. One woman, someone who had paid Locke a huge sum of money, started a Facebook group to discuss her concerns about his teachings, philosophies, and mentoring skills. So Locke immediately threatened her with legal action. He is a swindler of the highest degree, and a cult-like one. He's actually been sued for failing to pay rent on a $35 million mansion he claims to have owned, and it actually turned out to be a weekend rental penthouse.
Just yesterday, we got a report in the Vancouver Sun saying entrepreneur sued for alleged failure to pay rent on West Vancouver home.
Using this just to record content and deceive people. But another person that needs to be stopped is Kiara Henderson, a fake guru who, like Locke, excels at weaving narratives and selling expensive lies. Known as the trucking guru on social media, Kiara Henderson has established an online school where she claims to have amassed a staggering $100 million. How? Well, by teaching her students how to earn seven-figure incomes in the trucking sector. She promises to show you how to leverage the supposedly recession-proof industry. But considering the trucking industry is dying, especially with the rise of AI, and appears to have been dying for quite some time now, Henderson's claim certainly raises eyebrows. How can this woman be so wise, so knowing, so influential, and so rich? Well, on closer inspection, Henderson's big promises conflict with objective reality. On TikTok, you'll find numerous videos discussing her scams and dishonesty. As the YouTuber Spencer Cornelia pointed out in this video, the Black Queen is actually an ex-felon, masquerading as a multi-millionaire business guru.
Did you ever get caught up in
yes.
that? Or did you end up having to do like any jail time or anything?
Yes.
Oh, talk to us
yeah,
about
I
that.
Mean, but that's why I do this. Like, I'm a felon, so I know what it's like to not be able to actually make good money.
Right.
Records of her business dealings, which are publicly available, contradict Henderson's claims entirely. And although she did establish an LLC called Capital Choice Trucking, it ceased operations on the 7th of February 2023 and only had a mere 4 registered drivers, whereas she claims to have more than 80 drivers. TTG Logistics, another LLC established by her, seems to still be operational, although it lacks the necessary authorization to actually function. Moreover, it only employs 3 drivers, meaning that it more than likely operates with a maximum of 3 trucks. On the other hand, TIOGA Brothers Freight, the third company, doesn't possess any trucks or drivers at all. Zero. There's actually no evidence in the public records to suggest that she owns more than 140 trucks, even if her Instagram bio would have you believe otherwise. At most, as the public records show, she owns a handful. Also, if she is as successful as she claims to be, someone who is on the record saying that she regularly makes tens of thousands of dollars in a week, then why would she have been evicted? Not once, not twice, but three times. In Fort Worth, Texas, specifically in Tarrant County Court, Henderson was previously evicted from her apartment in 2017, and subsequently in 2018, she encountered another eviction from a different apartment. According to the fake guru's misfortune, she was once again evicted from a third apartment. Henderson didn't attend college. In fact, as she openly admits, she didn't even graduate high school. Yet she was shrewd enough to craft this rags-to-riches narrative and offer courses that she stole from another guru, according to Spencer, purporting to teach students, some of which include dancers and drug dealers, ways to make millions in the trucking industry. In truth, she's taught really nothing, but she's taken a lot of money. In fact, last year, an ex-student actually sued Henderson for stealing a huge sum of money from them, which was discussed in Spencer's video. Initially, they paid $2,500 just to get her attention, and soon after, they received a call from a guy named Frank, asking if they wanted to buy a truck worth $40,000 from Henderson. They said yes, they did, and wired the con artist the cash. They waited over a year for the truck to arrive, but it never did. And there's other similar stories of being swindled out of lumps of cash. Now, Henderson claims to have been involved in the trucking industry for over 15 years, and in this time claims to have made tens of millions of dollars. Yet the facts paint a different picture. She's an ex-felon, with a history of deceiving honest, unsuspecting victims. She's a charlatan, and her empire may exist in her head, but doesn't actually exist in the real world. But no financial guru is more broke than Anthony Farah. For years, Anthony pitched himself as a watch dealing expert. Up until recently, he also ran a watch dealing university, charging students thousands of dollars to learn from him.
He had at least 10 students paying him $35,000 to $50,000, and these students were taught by another student who is on record for saying he has no experience in watches.
Of course, this isn't really a university. It's more like Hustlers University. But with Anthony, his students actually learn nothing, and Farah would pocket the money. And I'll discuss how he spent that money in a minute. But in November of 2023, Anthony was apprehended by FBI agents for his involvement in a fraudulent scheme. The founder of the Timepiece Gentleman, a once highly respected business on Rodeo Drive, Beverly Hills, with a strong social media presence, stands accused of deceiving his customers and unlawfully acquiring $3 million. According to federal documents, Anthony, age 35, exploited his high-end business by selling clients luxury watches and keeping the profits for himself. The arrest marked a significant turning point for Anthony and his illicit activities. And to compound matters, as he admitted in this video, he is also $5 million in debt. Just living this fake lifestyle, it's eating me alive, he disclosed.
You know, it's gotten to where just living this fake lifestyle, this look at me, I'm smart, I'm successful, you know, keeping up the appearances, it's eating me alive. I got a little taste of success and never wanted to forget that feeling.
But this success was acquired via an intricate Ponzi-like scheme. You see, according to the FBI, Anthony allegedly established his business in Dallas in 2017 and later expanded to Los Angeles in 2020 with the aim of facilitating transactions between buyers and sellers of high-end timepieces. However, the agency's criminal complaint states that Anthony actually engaged in fraudulent activities by making false promises to customers regarding the sale of their luxury watches in exchange for a commission. The complaint revealed that he would take possession of the watches, have the owner sign an agreement, and then proceed to collect a commission of typically 5% from the sale. The watches involved in these transactions ranged from prestigious brands like Patek Philippe, Rolex, to Richard Mille. And as Anthony's business grew, numerous complaints emerged on platforms such as Reddit and YouTube, accusing him of either disappearing with the watches or failing to pay the agreed amounts. More than 20 clients came forward to speak with investigators, confirming that they had sent money to Anthony for watch purchases or had entrusted them with their timepieces for sale, only to be left unpaid. One victim disclosed that they had consigned 75 watches valued at approximately $3.2 million to Anthony. However, he allegedly paid them a mere fraction of the total value, around just $385,000, and even used some of the watches as collateral for a $300 loan, as stated in court documents. Anthony utilized the embezzled funds and cash from the aforementioned university to sustain an extremely extravagant lifestyle, which reportedly included owning a red Lamborghini, renting an upscale residence in Santa Monica, and indulging in a number of expensive gambling trips to Las Vegas, all while soliciting the services of hookers. And he would share this footage of his Hollywood-like lifestyle on social media, building this fake university even more. But it turns out that Anthony actually has a history of run-ins with the law. According to this video, he has 6 DUIs, yes 6, and previously called a black police officer the N-word.
For those of you that don't know, Anthony's been to jail before, which people make mistakes, right? Except he has 6 DUIs. Anthony Farah is also racist. In a police report, he called a black police officer the N-word.
And now today, he's facing up to 20 years in federal prison. If Anthony looks down and checks his watch, he will see that his time is up. The man who went from having it all finds himself with nothing. Just one more guy in the fake guru industrial complex.